This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Okay, podcast. Well, it's pretty only one thing really.
I'm leaving.
Whoa, there it is. How are you feeling now? You announced it in the show this morning.
I did. I feel good. I feel relieved because people forget, I've been at this station 3 years now. I started off on Sunday nights and then I did summer breakfast and then I did this show last year and then you guys. So it's been 3 years of big commitment away from my family and I got pregnant and it's just time. And you guys deserve someone who's completely available and not going to be popping out a child and so that's that. So this Friday's my last show.
And look, so that means that what was the big bump brunch is now partly your.
Are you right over there?
Benny's okay. Just some water trouble.
Just choking.
It's now your farewell. So if you are going to be in Sydney on Friday, that means that the criteria has been open somewhat.
Yeah. So it's already quite full, but Kimmy's like, oh, don't tell people exactly how many spots there are, but there's 30 spots left basically before we get arrested by the fire department. So you don't have to be pregnant. It's all you can eat. There'll be a lot of pregnant women there though, hundreds in fact. So if you want to come along, go to todayfm.com.au/win. Look, if you lives in Sydney, it helps. If you want to fly there, look, that's on you. And I might be a little bit suspect, but sure. Great enthusiasm. Well done.
And we gave away
the clue for the secret sound.
It is.
It's stationary related.
That was in stereo. That is the clue.
Someone should ring in and say
that. You should guess hole punch and stapler together. A stapling hole punch.
That'll work for you.
Yes.
We've just invented a new thing.
It's buzz me. I invented it.
Damn.
Okay, bye.
That's yours.
Yeah, thanks.
Is that how it works? They just go
down
to
the end of the
Denya.
Bye. Oh, Denya won the races. Still smells like champagne, Wanawanka.
Wee, winner.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Morning, 10... What?
Huh?
1:06. That's not how you say the time. 1:06 backwards. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a winner in our midst.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys owe me a huge apology.
I love how revenge can drive you so hard. Like, it's really impressive.
You know what was weird? I was in the car and I was about eight laps from home.
Just say what happened.
Okay, I won at the weekend. I won two races.
Two races. All right,
he finished. I mean, he won, but he finished.
Well done, mate.
Well done, buddy.
Finishing, according to you guys, is an achievement.
Yeah.
And I was like... Well, it's a 2-hour race, so I was about like 1:50 going, right, just got to get this bad boy home now, a little tired.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't wait to sort of make you guys rub your face in it because it was only on Friday that you said good luck racing for longer than 11 seconds.
That's true.
Yeah, and you know what else? He didn't let his partner tap in. He did the whole race.
Oh,
the guys on the side going, when's
my turn?
And he just kept driving.
I said, I got this, guys.
No, mate, you're right. That's a hard no from me. I'll keep driving.
Did you box out your teammate?
Looks strategically.
Did he know?
Oh, man.
Because why did he show up? He's standing in the side of the track with his little helmet. Grant.
Look, did I want to give up 20 seconds doing a driver change or should I just finish a lap in front of the entire competition? I won by a lap, guys. I've never done that in my life.
Yeah, but you could have. That means you could have definitely stopped to give the poor guy a go.
Oh, yeah. And I still would have won by 50 seconds.
You could have pushed the car over the line.
I know. Well, the poor guy. I feel really sorry for him. That's very selfish.
His family drove up from Melbourne to watch him drive as well and he didn't even get a turn.
Hang on, let's stop
that. It was his call. It was his call on strategy.
Was it?
Yeah, he didn't want to
risk
it.
Was it his call or were you just refusing to get out of the car?
Was it his family's call? Did they also make the drive up and go, nah, we're happy to watch Grant?
We invested 6 hours of travelling for this.
Well, you know it's a big day. He's got two zips on his hoodie and some gills.
Yeah,
he's feeling fine.
Double zip day. Hey, everyone that we speak to today on air is going to get a double pass to Gold Class at Event Cinemas. Cinebuzz members get $25 Gold Class tickets at Event Cinemas. Book it. eventcinemas.com.au. Our conditions apply, but everyone we speak today is getting Event Cinemas.
Sydney, start your engines!
Start your engines, brothers!
Go on, you two.
This is my favourite news story this year.
It's pretty good.
A fish shop in Kuwait. And when I think fresh fish, I think, God, I need to get to Kuwait to get me some prawns. Has reportedly been closed down by authorities, by wowsers, by people who don't get fun, because they were using plastic googly eyes on their fish to make them look fresher to shoppers. So the fish were looking a little bit peaked and like, how can we fix this?
Yeah.
Do they just stack on the googly eyes you put on sock puppets?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even tell, guys. Look at the picture.
So you're talking the kids' art and craft fake eyes.
Flat on stuck it out.
Yeah.
But didn't even bother using glue. So it's just, they've just been sliding down off the real eyes.
Which looks heaps really healthy. That's really healthy.
These fish have three eyes.
Well, that's, when a fish has been sitting there for a little while, they do go a little bit cloudy. So instead of sort of questioning the condition of your fish, you just stick a googly eye on it. It's all good, mate.
This is great.
It's fresh as.
Exactly. And it's so funny. I just think, don't shut them down because just points are being hilarious.
But hang on. Part of my family, Chinese part of my family, when we would all go out to Marigold or something to go to have a banquet, then it was often a status symbol for one of my elderly Chinese uncles of to which of the uncles would get to eat the eye of the fish.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This would be, they wouldn't argue about it. It would just be the...
presented to the big dog.
Yes. The most senior sort of, or lady actually, man or woman in the family would go, they would just, everyone sort of look and they would wait. And if they didn't do it, then the sort of next person would go and have a go at it.
Who gets the fish right? And does it have to be the oldest member or just the most important?
Or even just sort of like if, you know, it was
the
like...
the favourite.
Yeah, it was just like a thing. It was a small thing, but it was certainly a thing.
Did you ever get fish eyes?
No, God, no. And then so it was funny to think that... one of my aunties gets cops a googly eye with glue on the back.
Twitter enjoyed it. Guys, Twitter enjoyed it, I have to say. I mean, if never judge the freshness of a fish, but no, that's not funny. The scales of justice... the scales of justice shall decide. That was good. If you can't stop laughing, is it really a crime?
ain't that the truth? Well, that picture is up on our socials. Mm. Guys, when we come back, Grant Denyer has been having an argument with people in his head inside a barbershop.
It was driving me insane. Just, have you ever heard a saying that's not quite right? You know it's supposed to be something else, but they're saying it wrong. And every time they do it, it's like an electric shock strike up your spine.
It was
this is why I'm intrigued by this.
It was killing me.
Oh, so someone was saying something incorrectly. Did you correct it?
She'd said it too many times for me to now jump over the top. I reckon she used it a good 15 times.
I'm glad you're doing it on radio
minutes.
Now, though. That's great. Yeah.
She can't hear me, I hope.
That's good.
On 13:10:60, sayings you get wrong, Grant Denyer.
Sitting at the hairdresser's in my chair, just minding my own business, getting a nice little fade.
Little tip cap.
Little fade. No tips.
Little tips. No, what's that? Do you tip? Do you see
blonde?
A little...
my hair goes dark in winter.
Can you spare me?
No, it goes dark in winter.
I know that you got tips.
I do not get tips.
You did get tips.
Never.
I have friends in Channel 10 makeup.
Mate, I don't have tips.
You've never had tips in your life?
No, when I was younger, I did.
How old, man?
Oh,
38.
No. I'm talking when I was 20, I might have got them. But no, I haven't had
Not recent tips.
Yeah, no. It just gets darker in the winter.
No, it does get darker in the winter.
Your teeth get whiter.
I don't even whiten them either.
You're natural.
Why do you not believe me? I'm just a natural bloke.
Did you just
say, just letting it all hang out
into a recording microphone, you, Grant Denyer, if we strapped your nuts to a lie detector right now, don't bleach my teeth.
I don't bleach my teeth. I haven't bleached them, I reckon, in 10 years.
Ed Cavalier?
Here's the thing. I'm currently needing to go to the dentist, and I'm not far off saying...
give me a bleach job?
Yep.
Because of him?
No, because I think...
the coffee?
It's Husey.
What?
Are you worried about David the descending other, in a state of Hughes?
Yes, I spoke to young David the other day, and because he's been having these headaches that he's been talking about on his show, and I said, are you clenching, bro?
Oh.
Are you clenching? Because when he was training on that new video of his...
Yes, clenching his jaw.
And my wife watched it, tiffxo.com, and she said, oh, Hughes, he's clenching. Can you tell him not to clench?
Yeah.
So I spoke to him. I said, bro, don't clench. He goes, thanks, mate. And I said, hey, when you get these headaches, is it in the morning? Sometimes. I said, are you clenching during the night? And he said, it's pretty hard to clench when most of your teeth are gone.
Oh, God. Oh, he's going to be gummy shark soon, isn't he?
Anyway.
So you're at the hairdresser's.
One day he'll just rock up to work with these fresh,
Oh, yeah.
Crisp, that's what made me think of
white,
it.
Yeah. Clean lined veneers.
Yeah, I'll have the Grant Denyer, please.
No, I don't do it.
Don't,
anyway.
Don't bite. Move on.
I was getting a nice fade. I was really excited because I like a fresh fade. I like to start at zero and just take it up to about
it's
a
nice.
Two. And then in the chair next to me, the hairdresser was having a lovely chat with the person in the chair and just kept dropping, it's just one of them catch 21 situations.
I don't believe you.
And I went, what? Did I hear a catch 21? And then I waited like literally another 5 seconds, like she had just learnt this saying from someone else but had been getting it wrong. Well, there's a festival on the weekend, but I'm going to have to work. It's just one of them catch 21 situations.
I'd accept 20. I'd accept.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd accept catch 20, but 21 is so obscure and wrong. I know it's only one off what it actually is, but still.
But it's so far off.
Ed, I know you've looked up where catch 22 comes from, surely.
Yeah.
And?
Of course. No, it's from the book, Catch 22.
Catch 22.
Yeah, it's from the book and the movie. Yeah.
Cause, and then,
amazing book.
Yeah. She would have dropped it, I reckon, in the space of half an hour, 15 times. She just kept throwing into these different scenarios. And I'm going, what is going on? And
it's then, so wrong.
And then I started to think, she's using it with such conviction, I thought, maybe I've got it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started to doubt myself.
Did you do a Google?
So then I Googled it. And then I thought maybe there is an alternate meaning to catch 21 situation that I hadn't heard of. Turns out there isn't. She was just getting it wrong. And then it was like, maybe, okay, I've done this before. You know, tender hooks.
Yeah.
I mean, tenter hooks.
Yeah. Which one is it?
I always thought it was tender hooks, but it's tenter hooks.
Whoa.
Okay, I didn't know that.
There you go. Now you're being
I thought it was tender hooks, as in a butcher was stringing you up with a hook.
No.
And it's tender, it hurts.
Tenter hooks is a state of tension or anxiety. So
so it doesn't involve being strung up by a metal hook. Wow.
So then my mind was blown while I'm in the chair going, I'm that person who's now a catch-21 situation.
You are catch-21.
Let's go to the phone. Sam from Cronulla, it's your boyfriend. What is get wrong?
He always says it came straight out of the bird's mouth. He says it with conviction as well. Like, he thinks he's so right when he says it, and I just look at him and I laugh. And he's why are you laughing at me?
Came straight from the bird's mouth, guys.
do you mean the horses.
Yeah, it means like the horses.
I know the horse one, but he's obviously like birds regurgitate into the young's mouth. Is maybe that?
Don't help him.
I think he's just saying the wrong animal.
Yeah, he's got his animals mixed up. Gold class in tickets for you.
Okay.
And here's Bridget from Cronulla. Jesus, Cronulla, they're having trouble down there. Okay, so Bridget, who gets the saying wrong?
I get the saying wrong. Say play it by year.
Say it again.
Play it by year.
Play by year.
And what did you think it meant, Bridget?
I don't know. I just took it as, well, we'll see how the year goes and then make our decision. But I don't know.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Give yourself a year. Yeah, okay,
that's
good.
That's got logic to it. Because play by ear is, you don't, is for someone because it means.
Musical, isn't it? Yeah, just going along with it instead of knowing the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like Bridget's
winging it. Playing by ear is winging it.
Tickets to Gold Class at Event Cinemas. Thank you, guys. Everyone we speak to today is going to get themselves some Gold Class tickets. Guys, also a dangerous threat to society is...
What?
This is from the Sydney Morning Herald. Australia's biggest honey producer and supermarkets accused of selling fake honey. Now...
Wait.
Whoa.
Honey, give the headline, please.
Australia's? Oh, sorry. It was...
What was it?
Oh, hang on. I've got to pick up the Herald now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Honey laundering.
Honey laundering! Whoever covered up that headline, take a day off, go work for NT News. Well done.
You've done well.
Yeah.
Capilano's Lowry branded mixed blossom honey, which sources honey from Australia and overseas, and markets itself as 100% honey, showed up as adulterated in the majority of samples tested.
Adulterated. What does that mean?
So serious. Does it
mean it's having an affair?
Yeah, it's with cheating another
on brand. Cheating on itself.
It's cheating on us with Manuka.
Well, you would, because Manuka's an upgrade, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I'm questioning, because there is the most expensive honey in the supermarket is the $18 Manuka.
True, which I always buy and feel like I'm doing something really healthy. But then how do we know it's really Manuka?
Well, there was a racket that went on where Manuka honey was being sold as Manuka honey in other parts of the world, claiming it was from New Zealand, but it wasn't. It was just regular honey.
This is an outrage. What's stopping you? What's stopping you from going and buying no-name honey and filling up a bottle and charging whatever you want for it? Because none of us are going to get my Manuka testing kit out.
So it's apparently 50% of it is different to actual honey. So 50% of the ingredients are fake.
What is it? Not real? Is it not real?
They're not. See, this is what they're...
Oh, sugar syrup.
Yeah. So they're sort of honey... is a catch-all for other things.
Capilano.
Now, they're denying it. Now, they've strongly denied any issues with its products and criticised the type of test known as butter and toast. It differed from the official Australian test.
What's the official Australian test?
Well, it doesn't say
you got to dip your little finger in it.
Oh, my God. Imagine that's your job. Oh, God, doll got a big day at work today. Got to prove this honey's fake.
Supermarket chain Aldi has already moved to pull any affected product from its shelves as a precaution. Oh. Apparently, they were also selling it as motor oil.
and lube.
Really nicely.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
6 minutes past seven. Yeah, it's $10,000 that is up for grabs with Alphabucks Kids. And Grant Daniel, today you're going to say hello to Grace from Blacktown. Morning, Grace.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Hey, what do you love doing at school? You're 8 years of age. What's your favourite thing when you go to school?
Art.
Oh, I love art too. What have you made recently, Grace? Have you done some painting, done a diorama? What have you done?
We've painted the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, wow. Oh, we've got to look after the Great Barrier Reef, don't we, Grace?
Yeah.
Did you put a Nemo in there?
Oh. No.
Nah.
Sorry. Take your Nemo, Grant. All right.
Grace, you got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter H today. H for hair. Yeah. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's fine. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready to go, Grace?
Yes.
Your letter is H. Here we go. Name a fashion accessory.
Hairband.
A book series?
Pass.
Something a farm animal eats.
Hey.
A body type. Body part, sorry.
Hair.
Something you use at school.
Pass.
Something a baby sits in.
Pass.
Something a builder uses.
Pass.
An animal.
Oh. Okay. That's good
effort. That's good on you, Gracie. Here we go.
Something a baby sits in. A high chair. Yeah. Sorry, there you go. That was a good answer. Okay.
$300 is what you got, Grace. Nice work. Thank you so much. You have a great day today.
Yeah.
Take your $300, Gracie. And also, good baby.
Let's not forget that she also gets herself a gold class at Event Cinemas. You go see a movie, Gracie, as well, in gold class.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yeah, you're very cute.
Good on you, gorgeous.
Everyone we speak to today, thanks to Cinebuzz members, getting $25 gold class tickets at Event Cinemas. You can book at eventcinemas.com.au. Conditions apply. Everyone we speak to on air today is going to get themselves a fantastic pass to go and see Gold Class. Up next, a Father's Day prank. My son, 11 years old, played on me.
11?
11 years old.
11 years old. Oh, sorry, that's the other one.
Have you got another one? I thought we weren't meant to mention him.
Turning into my own dad.
Jeez.
All right, so 11.
No,
11 months.
Too far.
11.
That's
too far.
Oh, don't.
My father's Eddie Murphy.
Oh, God.
My son is 11 months old.
There we go.
And he has played a prank on me, which I will play for you in a moment. It was devastating on Father's Day. Em has a big announcement at 8 o'clock this morning.
I'm pregnant, guys.
Is that the announcement?
No, but it is that level of announcement.
Yeah, it is. That's at 8, just after Secret Sound this morning.
It's twins.
It's not twins. I'm just hungry, assholes.
Oh, come on, Grant.
That's really unfair. And I'm 10 kilos lighter than I thought I was, so now I'm eating even more. And every time Scott looks at me and I'm having another donut, I'm like, I'm only 74, babes. I thought I was 84.
Congrats.
So I've gained 10 kilos.
I can't believe you haven't weighed yourself. No. So you were just merely just guessing, what you thought you were, and you had it wrong all this time.
Said that you'd when you were telling you'd put on X amount, I did in my head think, I don't think she has.
And I haven't, guys. I've only put on 7 kilos. I thought I put on 17.
No, when you were saying that, I thought this.
So I got on the scales and I was like, hand me a donut, bitch. Yes.
So yesterday was, and this is pressing because of babies, it was Father's Day. How did everyone go for Father's Day? How did you go, Em? Did Scott receive gifts?
Yes, he got gifts. He got Scott appropriate gifts. He got drink bottles for his stupid bike and a massage thing.
Right. Stupid bike and a massage.
I saw two dogs on the bed on Father's Day.
Yeah, the two dogs got up.
He had just one hand on each dog's chest, just sort of scratching them.
He loves the dogs,
that's
doesn't
cute.
He?
Yeah. Now, Danya?
He won a car race.
Oh, that's got nothing to do with Father's Day. Show
Victoria.
Off.
I wasn't home, and I felt, I've got to be honest.
You miss Father's Day.
I was not coping very well.
You're
with
never
that.
Home, mate. You've done game again. I mean, you're an absent father. That's what you.
Can
are.
You put a baby? Can you put a baby seat in the race, guys?
Oh, Scout would. But Scout will try and drive.
She would. Yeah.
No good idea.
She'll do the steering. I'll do the pedals.
Yes. So when are you seeing the children for your? I saw your gifts online
this afternoon.
How did that work? Your gifts were online though.
No, they. That's how dads get it these days.
No, they don't.
You know,
just the ones
I'm like a fly in, fly out worker.
Oh god, no, you're not.
No,
you're not.
Worker. So I
How was yours, Ed?
My first Father's Day, my 11-month-old son Arnold. I woke up when he woke up, and got him out of bed and chased.
Did he make you breakfast in bed?
No, lazy. And he changed his nappy and little chatting and stuff like that. And then my wife presented, he, of course, had got me some gifts.
Lovely.
Through my wife, and she'd done this great thing. I don't know the name of the company, so I would normally plug them. She gives wrapping paper that has a montage of photographs on
them. We did that too.
Lots of people did that.
It's crazy.
So cute.
It is so cute. Mm. But then he played a cruel prank on me, and he chose yesterday, Father's Day, to say his first official word. That, and when I say this, I mean pointing at the object and saying the word.
Oh, you must have, you would have cried. Did you cry and cry?
I was half annoyed and half overjoyed because keep in mind it's Father's Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's have a listen to the word that my son has gone with.
Arnold, where's Mum?
That's rare because normally it's dad.
So he did it on purpose.
Yeah. He is your son. Congratulations.
Joel Creasy up next. Even though I shouldn't be saying this because it's possibly going to eat into a little bit of time of my show, which is on 8:30 Monday nights, I don't care because this seems like a great idea to me. The right person getting the right job, which looks like a lot of fun. It is Take Me Out. It is Channel 7 tonight, 7:30, and its host is Mr. Joel Creasy.
Yay! Hello, good morning. Thank you for that, Ed. I appreciate it. And come on, let's be honest, Survivor's going to run long.
Tell us a little bit about, you went and saw Marcella, Em's daughter, in the opening night of the Footloose production.
Yes, I did. And I want to claw her eyes out. What a talented mole. What can't she do? And she was incredible. And the show was really good.
I know.
We didn't get to do that in my school. I was the... So my school didn't have a great drama program. I was the drama captain.
Right here.
I know you're shocked. You thought I was the footy captain.
What? Yeah.
How did you juggle both roles? I'm the head of metal shop as well.
Yeah, I have two hands. Hey. And I was in this. We did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not a well-known musical.
No.
And I was the understudy, Charlie.
You were.
Oh, wait.
Like, what for three shows? Why did I need it?
There's understudies in this show.
I know.
Yeah, but I was telling them. My reaction to the kiss. So I may have cheered.
Em did cheer and then got her phone out. Em was like, you know that scene in Mean Girls, Amy Poehler, when she's, you know, watching the dance and she's got the flip cam.
Yes.
The mum. Doing all the choreography.
I was doing all the choreo. Yeah.
In the chair, Corey.
Yeah, mate.
Take us through Take Me Out, because this is, so it's a dating show, and basic premise is,
well, you know, all the other dating shows are very holy than thou. They're pretending that people are actually going on dates in 2018 or getting married. No. Let's be honest, people are on Tinder swiping and making decisions straight away. So we are the dating show version of Tinder. Oh. 30 girls with buzzers, a guy comes out, and the ladies can buzz out whenever they want. They don't have to say why. I mean, I do probe them because I am meant to be the guy's wingman. But essentially, it's that scene in Jurassic Park, in the very first Jurassic Park, when they go past the T-Rex enclosure and they lower a goat into the T-Rex enclosure.
Amazing.
That is our show.
But I love just trying to guess the reasons, because am I allowed to say it reminds me of If You Are the One?
You absolutely can. It actually is If You Are the One. The Chinese dating show, If You Are the One. Because the history of the show is it started here in Australia, went to China, they rebranded it and kind of worked out all its flaws.
It's amazing.
Mm. It's now one of the biggest hit shows
out
there.
Yeah, it's huge. And I love watching the girls buzz out when the friends drop the man in it.
Yeah.
The friends say, he's antisocial and only plays video games. And then you see 50 buzzers, lights go out. It's amazing.
Oh, we have a few of those. He keeps his toenail clippings. Bzz, 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 all that.
Amazing.
That's fantastic. So it's Ladies' Choice. What I like about this too is that you're right. Weirdly, this could be the most real dating show there is, because without the artifice of kind of I'm here for the journey, I'm here for love, oh yeah, I just want a job, blah, blah, we're taking all that out.
Yeah.
We're left with the reality, which is I don't like your shirt.
Absolutely. 100%. You're so right.
Yeah.
And we grill the people that we know are there for screen time.
I love that.
I have the ability to go to them and go, why are you actually here?
Yeah, what are you doing? You don't care. So, hey, Ed, I want to bring up something before Joel goes. He has beef with the badger.
with the honey badger.
Tell them what he said about you.
Oh, yeah. So at the Lokies, the honey badger was doing like some Facebook Live or something. And I was just walking down the red carpet, just completely normally.
Fabulous.
No one's talking to me. And
I've been there.
They asked Joel to get out of the way. He was so upset.
I know, yeah. And they asked me to. So he's doing this Facebook Live. And I only know because a few people tweeted me. Mm. I'm walking past, and the honey badger points at me and goes, this guy, he's a bit of a weird bloke. As I'm walking down the red carpet, badger. Just completely
normally.
Had you
said anything to him? Had you had any interaction at all?
No, I had no idea who he is. I just knew he was the bachelor. And, a bit of a weird bloke. And
come on, badge.
I was like, I'm just walking.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I hope you're okay to do Ed's little game.
Well, yeah, sorry. Ooh. Well, so the last part of the day is that he got angry. Look, let's be fair. He got angry at me, Joel, because when he came in, I questioned his sayings. You know, he's got all these millions of little Aussie sayings.
Rat up a drain pipe.
Exactly. So the game that we've got there is anyone can do a badger saying. In front of you, you've got three cups, an emotion, an occupation / animal, and a location.
Yeah.
So just take one of those three out, buddy, and flip them over, but don't say it. Em's going to ask you how you're feeling, and then they're live on the radio.
Are we going to do the opener?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right, play it while he gets his bits in order.
All right.
Only tomorrow, fellas.
Washer
that
around
with
the old
thing,
tough as
whippercalips. Yes,
be blowing as a
wall, but
that's
not. Joel Creasy.
Okay.
How are you feeling today?
Classier.
Than a... Together, all together.
Oh, all right. Classier than a Kardashian in Grant Denyer's shed.
Works for me. Tonight, it is 7:30, Joel Creasy, and Take Me Out. This one is going to be a winner. Well done, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Let me entertain you.
Yes. Now, A Star Is Born. Now, we're talking about this film next week. I'm very excited. Of course, the remake. I guess the most famous one starring Barbara Streisand. Judy Garland, of course, did it as well. Lady Gaga is starring as Ali, the songwriter who wants to desperately be a pop star but doesn't think she has the looks for it.
Nice.
Meets Bradley Cooper's character, who's a big rock star at the time, and he takes her under their wing. They fall in love, blah, blah, blah. Here is the trailer.
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they like the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
Well,
whoa.
Premiered at the Venice Film Festival and got an 8-minute standing ovation.
Gee, that's good.
A long time.
That's a long time.
8 minutes of clapping.
Yeah, it's been much.
Very red hands after that.
Like, wouldn't it just get awkward?
Yeah, you go, God, someone sit down. Just start the sit down process.
This is just 10 seconds.
That's enough.
I'm so bored.
Well done.
Oh, my hands. Oh, my God, my boobs.
Gotta go to the toilet. I've been sitting through 3 hours of this.
This is dumb. But anyway, it's huge. It's generating Oscar buzz. I'm ready for this. I'm primed. I'm moist. I'm ready for a big sweeping drama. Yeah. I'm ready for Gaga to have her resurgence.
She's a good actress.
She wore an amazing feathered frock. Ooh, she wasn't that great in American Horror Story. But that's okay. No, she looks fabulous. Okay. But in this, we're hearing absolute Oscar buzz for her. So look out.
Here we go.
Now, Rachel Weisz, who is married to Daniel Craig. Bam. Has given birth at the age of 48.
Wow.
Yes, their first child together. I didn't actually know they were married, if I'm being completely honest.
No, neither did I.
That would be a very genetically blessed child.
What's the name of the child, do we know? Or the sex or anything?
They've called it Monaro.
Oh, that's nice.
No, they used to make that up.
How dare you?
Little Monaro.
He's going to argue. Fake news.
Little brother Tirana.
Tirana. Yeah, we don't know. But she has a son called Henry, so... Something maybe Henrietta. I don't know, man. I'm sorry, I don't have that information.
That's okay.
But that's nice for them. Yep. Good on you for him, Daniel Craig. That's nice. He's 50 and she's 48. So
wow.
Enjoy that.
Massive.
Yeah, it's his second kid for him. He's got a 26-year-old daughter called Ella.
Oh, it was a big gap.
Yeah, it is a big gap, even bigger than mine.
A full in-house au pair.
Big news. New host of Studio 10 coming up after 8. I have a huge announcement.
Hang on a second.
It's a big announcement.
Are the two tied?
Nah. Sorry. And I'll say, hey, guys. All right, I'll do this first. But something, hang on. Carrie Ann Kennelly, legend, CAC. I love you. She will be the new Studio 10 host. I'm on board for this. I am so on board for this.
She'll be fantastic.
Can you imagine? And if she doesn't come out and do a singing number every single day in a sparkly frock, I'm rioting.
I think she will.
She hasn't sing for a while.
It's very exciting.
Maybe when Pitbull comes on the show that she can sort of do a duet
that.
With
Pitbull,
like,
feet
Pitbull.
Cat. Yeah. Oh, no, that's something I'd pay all the money
idea.
To see. Yes.
Funny idea.
Now, you know, for a while she's like, I didn't want to go back. I've done morning TV. I owned morning TV.
She did.
And then you know what? We've all got to pay our bills, guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we do.
And you're the ratings at Studio 10 aren't great.
Oh, no, hang on. Sorry. No. Key demographics.
It's less than 50,000.
No. Key
demographics. Heading to asterisk.
No, demographics.
You can't say that today because someone we know who's on the show today.
Key demographics are through the roof.
Oh, Ed Cavalier on Studio 10 today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
He's performing with Carrie-Anne Kennelly.
Watch the ratings go through the roof.
When is the secret sound?
You're going to do a love
ballad? The secret sound is coming up and I have big news.
That's right. Secret sound and then M.
No, I've got other big news.
Oh.
About the secret sound.
Oh, what is it?
We're giving a clue.
Are we?
We are flat out dropping a clue live on air.
Hang on, is this true?
Yeah, a new clue.
Kim?
Are we giving a clue?
Kim Jong-un.
Because you know the...
Yes, we are giving a clue.
And who's giving the clue, little lady?
The person who knows it, my good self.
Hey!
We're getting close,
Sydney.
Coming
up. That's coming up.
Get all the M, Grant, and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
At 10 minutes past 8, it's $80,000 worth. It is the secret sound. Now, we have been promised... a clue, but we start today with Kimmy, our adjudicator, because you've guessed the secret sound, our executive producer. Kimmy, you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, let's start. Let's get some guesses going. Who's up first?
Tegan.
Hey.
Hi, yes. Miranda. Tegan, what is your guess? Shall we hear the sound? Let's hear it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I think the sound is the sound that the computer makes when you actually drag files into the trash can or into a folder. So the sound that the computer makes when you drop
files.
That's
on the Macs, right? On the Macs.
Yeah,
when it
right.
goes into the bin.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Short and sweet.
Come on, hurry up and get to the clue. Come on, let's do it.
Well, we might not get to it because if our next person gets it, who's up?
Therese.
Hello?
Yeah, let's hear the
sound.
For $80,000, what do you believe it is?
I think it's scrolling the mouse when you're searching on the computer, or you know how you just scroll the middle dial on the mouse.
It means a rolly mouse, not a clicky mouse.
I know exactly what you're saying, and it's incorrect.
Okay. Clue.
I do understand why you have said these. It's because on Friday we said it is.
Someone will do it in the workplace today.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Music down.
The clue is, it's. Stationary related. So not computer. They were computer based in the
stationary.
Oh, I got that right.
Related. Which means it's we look forward to another 48 hours of hole punching.
Or, or stapler.
And staplers.
Well, it's neither of those two things. Go check the list. Kieran's put it up on our Facebook, on our Instagram story. You can check all the wrong guesses, but stationary related.
I feel like we're closer but further away.
All right. That is good.
It's a category, isn't it?
It is a category.
That's tight.
Another chance to play after 9 o'clock for $80,000. Kimmy, say it loud and clear one more time. The clue is?
It's stationary related. Stationary related, guys.
just to really confirm that, it's stationary related.
Sorry, Kimmy, what's it related to again exactly? Yeah. Sorry?
Category?
Stationary.
So what you're saying
so is. Hang on. So let me get this straight.
You get it.
So it is related to stationary. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, excellent. Great.
It's really fleshed it out.
Okay. Up next, AM.
I have a big announcement. It's going to change up a few things, but it's ultimately good. So that's next.
Whoa. That is next. M.
Hello. Casual bombshell alert. This Friday will be my last day on air for Today FM Breakfast. And I want to make it crystal clear that this is entirely my decision and not one I made lightly. And I also appreciate how lucky I am to be able to leave on my own terms, because usually in radio, you're not really afforded such a luxury.
Yeah.
So the truth is, when I found out I was pregnant, I kind of made my mind up on the spot that this would be my last year of breakfast radio, because the last time I attempted breakfast radio in pregnancy, it ended with me in a psych ward. So we didn't want to go through that again. And boys, I mean, you know, I had intended to work through till December, but increasingly as my pregnancy is progressing, I'm finding it harder and harder to kind of turn up and have the energy to do what this job requires. And this job requires someone who is on all the time and completely present. And I found myself not being able to do that. So I talked it through with my family and with our boss, Gemma, who's been an incredible support. And I decided that I should finish up. So if I'm being completely honest, it fills me with relief. I'm relieved that I no longer have to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm relieved that I no longer have to come up with 3 hours worth of content, my share, every day. There's only so much milking of your family you can do, as you know. Like, my family now have to do something and then follow it with, that's for not on air.
I know.
You know that one?
I know.
Not for on air.
This is not for radio,
no,
but.
No, this is not for radio,
yeah,
but.
Yeah.
I'm also relieved that my kids just know me as grumpy and tired, and I don't want them to look back and just remember me as being tired. So, you know, I want to spend the next few months focusing on my family. I want to eat more. I want to sleep. I want to wear overalls and grow veggies. And I want to properly prepare for the arrival of my son early next year. So, boys, I want to thank you both for supporting this decision. We've had an interesting year, as all radio shows do. And despite what's been written, you know, we've come in every day and done our best and supported each other. And we know the truth. So people will always write what they want to write. My time at Today FM has been a mixed bag. I'd be lying and not being true to myself if I didn't say that. But, you know, at times it's been heartbreaking, and at times it's been hilarious and soul destroying and disappointing and bloody hard. But I've loved it, and I've loved my family here. So to everyone behind the scenes, you know, we've still got 5 more days and I can cause havoc, and I will. But I just want to thank all the people behind the scene, the messages and emails I've had from my team. You know, I've just reaffirmed what a dysfunctional, strange family we've become. And I love you all. And so what's next? I've signed a book deal with HarperCollins, so I'm attempting female erotica.
Female erotica?
Well, it's a new genre. It's comedy erotica. It's comrotica.
Wow.
So I'm really...
Is it like how erotic are we?
Oh, not too erotic. Like 50 Shades of Grey levels.
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, so I'm doing
that. So will
you
be available to do interviews next year about your book?
Please. I'll also be touring. I'm really hoping you guys will have me back on.
You're touring?
I'm touring next year.
Oh, good.
And Kate Miller-Heike I've tricked her into helping me write my next show. She wrote Muriel's Wedding, the musical.
She's unbelievable. So that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I've got a maternity line coming out, and I've also going to be launching a podcast. So I've got all these projects I want to do that Breakfast Radio was kind of pulling me away from. So that's it.
You are so full of creativity.
I have a lot I want to do. You know, I best it. So, yeah.
Hey, listen, just on it for us, on and radio aside, on the personal note, I remember when I saw your live stand-up show, and then you did the song about your son that you lost, and your father was there. So to see you now preparing for the arrival of your new son is so wonderful.
Thanks.
And so exciting for you. And we just... you know, on behalf of me and for everybody else, that is just such a huge thing for what you went through to where you are now.
Yeah.
And where you're going. That we're so happy for
That's
you.
That's it. And I want to get it right. I really want to get it right. So the most important thing is I'll be giving birth early next year, and I want to be all in on that and present and not worrying about what the Kardashians are doing. So, I just want to be there. So I want to thank Gemma Fordham, our boss. She supported my decision to leave, and this is making her life hell now. Mm. And she's been a great friend, not just my boss. But the most important person to thank is my husband, Scotty.
Yay, Scotty.
Because he allowed me to take this huge thing on and put his life on hold. So, bad luck, buddy. You got to get a job now. But look, guys, we've still got the rest of the week to go, I'll still be hanging around when you're racing. I'm going to fill in.
Thank you. Yep. So you'll be doing 100 days a year. Yes. You'll do 100 days a year.
It's like, can you fill in? I'm like, of course I'll fill in. Absolutely. So I'll still be around until I'm popping the child out, and then please don't call me.
Now, does this mean that the big bump brunch
is my goodbye brunch?
Jeez.
Yes. So
how many spots are available?
I don't know that there's any spots left. Are there spots left?
Come on, we've got to move.
Kim's saying yes. All right. If you want to come to my goodbye lunch,
you've got to do it.
You can go and register now.
You're gonna have to get pregnant between now and Friday.
Yeah, definitely. Or just say you are. Put a pillow up your top, or just whatever. But yeah, that's it. I'm out. I'm happy. I'm sad, and I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you. You've given me an incredible 9 months now. It's been so much fun sitting here next to you and learning so much. You've given me a rapid fire introduction to radio.
No, I'm sorry. I've made it very hard on you. I just couldn't believe anyone was so nice. Guys, he is, and it's really nauseating.
It's been fun to just white knuckle through the morning with you, because we never know where it's going to go. And that's the best thing about working with you.
Very
so
good,
thank you so much.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Wish you the very best.
Thank you.
If you missed it, Em has just made a huge announcement.
I'm leaving you guys, suckers. I'm out of here.
It's the fact that you stuck your finger up when you said that.
Nah, you can't. I'll still be around for feelings and stuff, but I'm pregnant. I'm tired.
Yeah, mate, you got you stuff
understand?
On.
Mm-hmm. I got things to do. I've got to write female erotica.
So does Grant. But, you know. So just quickly, 13 10 60. If you had a dodgy Father's Day, we'll see if we can make it a bit better. Because tonight, Cinebuzz members are getting $25 gold class tickets at Event Cinemas. You can book at eventcinemas.com.au. Conditions apply. But everyone we speak to today, i.e. you, i.e. right now, is going to win themselves a double pass to a gold class at Event Cinemas. So 13 10 60. If you feel as though you jibbed your father, or perhaps you are a father who thought that he got jibbed on Father's Day. So let's go through. I mentioned my Father's Day at 7 o'clock. Guys, how did we
go? Wait, you should tell people what happened.
Oh, my son chose.
Got the stuff?
My son said his first word. He's 11 months old.
On Father's Day.
On Father's Day, he chose this as his first word.
Arnold, where's mum?
He said, at least he didn't say milkman, milkman, milkman.
Or ash, ash, ash.
Yeah. Goodness.
That's Ed's best friend, Ash.
He's blonde. Anyway, guys, please.
That's a good point.
Well, Grant, you weren't even there.
I wasn't even there. So just to make things worse, I was away racing, and my wife just kept sending me videos of our kids growing up, so various different ages.
She's good. She's good. She knows.
So it was
Shezzy,
like,
that is a masterful move.
A dagger to my heart.
Good.
So I'd get out of the race car. Of course, I just sprayed the champagne and taken the trophy.
Sorry, did
and
you
then,
win?
And then, yeah,
oh my God, I wish you'd put that on social media or mentioned it this morning.
Two races.
Oh my God, you're so humble.
And then I just hop in the trailer and I just like just weep as I watch these beautiful.
While you bathed in your champagne?
Yeah,
while held your trophy.
Drenched. I still smell like champagne now.
Oh, right, mate. So you walked in this morning. Woo, what's that smell? Yes, I am covered
it's
in champagne.
Smell of winners, everyone.
How was yours?
Oh God. It was nice for Scotty. I got him, you know, crappy Scotty stuff, massage, bull, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. Bike stuff. But and my dad, I got him a nice polo because he always loves a nice polo. I got him a nice polo and I got him, what else did I give him? Oh, walkie-talkies. Dad's been wanting walkie-talkies, right? Because my mum and he have a 2-acre property where she likes to garden, but she wants coffee.
That's
so
awesome.
She, breaker, Vincey, I'd love a flat watch.
That's great.
So he bought these dodgy ones from like $3 from Chawner.
Yeah.
And they were picking up the neighbour's CB radio.
Terrible range.
They weren't actually going to each other. Yeah. It's got 7K range.
You know, sometimes you can hear other people's baby monitors live.
Yeah,
as
he was picking up at the microwave.
Weird. So you'll hear like the neighbours go into their room and you can hear their private discussion.
Vincey was amazing. But my father-in-law, Graham Grazza, as he's he's called. He was given a Yui Boom, which is a portable speaker.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Bluetooth.
It's great.
Good present.
I thought he likes fishing. He can listen to the footy off his
that's
app.
Cool.
He asked what an app was 50 times, which was my first hint. It may not be a successful gift.
Yeah.
He opened the gift and he goes, "What is this crap? I would rather a barrel of off-shell fish."
Oh, no.
And then he looked at everyone and was like, "Whoa, even for Grazza, that's harsh." He goes, "Oh, I have the worst family."
Oh, he's backed it up with that.
But what you got to understand is Graz is like, he's the old grumpy man of the sea. This is the man that he saw me eating dessert and said, "Oh, you may as well just pour that straight down the back of your pants, Em." When I was eating chocolate cake.
A pregnant woman. A pregnant woman.
Yeah, when he said, you guys, geez, you're looking tubby.
Oh, that's uncool.
Tubby?
That's just
Grazza. Carrying your grandchild?
Yeah, it's just Grazza. He wouldn't even care.
Come on, Grazza.
But that was the best response to a gift I think I've ever received. I laughed. And also, my family looked comparatively normal.
Yeah,
my mum and dad sat there and it was like, who? My nephews were giving everyone the middle finger. Right. My brother-in-law was eating everyone's meals. My mother-in-law kept saying she had to eat. Then my Graz's girlfriend, who was there with the ex-wife.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's just hectic. And my mum and dad are sitting there like, oh, my God, we're the normal ones.
That's great. You've had a win. Hey, you've had a win there. Hey, Daniel from Parramatta.
Yes.
What happened, mate?
Oh, mate, what happened?
So I've booked a lunch with my father and realised just before lunch, wondering where he is, and double booked with someone else.
And he went to have lunch with someone else instead of you.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh,
I'm sitting there by myself because my partner's in Queensland as well. So,
Daniel, it's so sad.
Stood up on Father's Day.
He didn't think, oh, maybe I should be with my son. Yeah. Who was the other person he double booked with?
Who was higher up the tree?
Someone higher up in the tree.
Yeah,
we're not even mentioning their name. Daniel, you've got yourself gold class tickets. Don't invite your dad, he won't show up. Well played. 8:35. We've got Sarah and Hayden from the block joining us.
Great.
In a couple of minutes' time. They actually got some nice feedback from the judges last night.
It's about time. It's been 3 weeks in the making.
They're
sitting
didn't
at the bottom
it.
Of the yeah, at the bottom of the ladder.
Hang on.
It was sympathy feedback.
It was very interesting that this was.
I love her. She knows it, and if she's listening, I'm sorry, babes, but it was sympathy feedback.
They're joining us in a moment.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
The Block, last night, a huge episode because it's all turned around for Hayden and Sarah.
It has, hasn't it?
They were having almost leaving him. They were.
Yes, Sarah said if they got bad feedback again, that they would be out.
They did.
And I think we'll welcome them now. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sarzi, I feel like you made the judges scared to say anything negative. And I think they've gone way the other way this week and savaged everyone else.
Oh, look, I think it was the feedback that Shayna had given us. Like,
that Hayden wanted to blatantly disregard.
Yeah, clearly. But, you know, we wanted to show Shayna the direction that we wanted our apartment to head in. And, you know, she just showed us the right way on how to do it. And I think that's where, you know, everyone was kind of getting a bit confused and everyone was having too many inputs. And, we're just glad that we cleared the air.
I like the comment that Shayna made, and it was as simple as this. The restraint they've shown is great, which is basically saying, just calm it down, guys. Yeah. Calm it down.
Should we hear the moment, though?
Yeah, let's hear the nice positive. Here we go.
For all of the judges today, this has really worked.
Oh, are you having a laugh?
Yeah, I am, joking. Now, I'm reading exactly from the judges.
Can you repeat that one more time?
And for all of the judges today, this has really worked.
Yeah. And thank God the music was there to tell us how to feel.
That's it. Hayden, if I could address you for a moment.
Sure. I'm here.
Oh, your mic's on. Good. Hayden, who was the, because they were sort of pretending to be happy for you, of the other teams, who was the least happy for you to get that good feedback, do you believe?
Oh, God, I don't really want to name anyone in particular.
Yes, you do.
Sarah is mouthing names to you.
Who are you mouthing?
Say it, Sarah.
Sazzy.
Probably someone on the top floor might have been a little bit upset. But
the penthouse crew?
Oh, let's just be honest. I think the penthouse girls were a bit miffed off. But, you know, they
grey on grey on grey on grey.
And let's be honest, they didn't have a torturous 3 weeks. That's, you know, they only had the 1 week.
They should have learned from our bathroom. I mean, it was too grey for the judges there. I mean, how are you going to do that in the bedroom?
And Hayden, they were paddleboarding where you guys were slaving away.
Yeah, I think Keith got a bit annoyed about that, didn't he?
Oh, he's annoyed about everything.
He's a very annoyed guy. Now, there was a question. At one point, someone said that they had to talk you out of using too much velvet. Well, who's the velvet person out of the two of you?
I love velvet.
I like a man's velvet jacket.
Hayden wanted to have wall paintings, textured wallpaper. Yeah, he wanted to have paint that features. Mm. And I said to him, like, it's very ethnic sensibilities of you, and Sarah's the Italian one, and she had to show restraint.
Yeah, yeah. I think as well, he wanted to put a whole bunch of things on the wall. There was, you know, paintings. He wanted a section of three paintings. And I'm like, are you not listening to what Shayna said? She literally said to pare it back, and, you know, Hayden's the pick. He was the one that was draining it that week.
So I was trying to put one very small painting on the wall, and I was like, come on, it's got to be better than that.
Oh, Hayden. Stop bringing her down, Hayden. Stop bringing Sarah down, mate, with your flamboyant excess.
Stop being so excited.
Just tone it down.
You are the Shire's Liberace.
I was going to say. Sick of it.
What a difference a week can make. Obviously, there's 3 weeks at the bottom. You're now at the top. The emotional toll it must be taking on you is extraordinary. Is it just harrowing week to week for you guys? Are you enjoying it or not?
Oh, look, it's not your average roller coaster ride, is it? It's constantly up and down, and
well, that is your average roller coaster.
No, but it's the intensity.
The people are shouting abuse at you.
Yeah, it's the abuse as well. It's the intensity of the roller coaster ride, I guess. And I think that's the hard thing for us is, you know, also seeing comments on social media.
I've had to filter them through.
Have
you fired back at anybody?
Politely.
Don't engage.
The Block, it's back, 7:30 tonight. It's a great series. It's really heating up. Hayden and Sarah back on top of the leaderboard with the week 4 room reveals. Good luck, guys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Appreciate it.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ann wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.